Oh, holy night, this song does it to me. I start tingling from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes.
Sure.
Goosebumps Central, Gary Hoey, you're hearing him play, and he's in the studio with us right now. How are you, Gary Hoey?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Excited to meet you.
Thanks,
we've always,
man.
Both Wendy and I have always talked about you and wanted to meet you, and here you are.
Well, I'm so glad we got to meet. And and Wendy, you're like at the leather jacket.
I don't. You know what? We're talking to Zuzu. Thank you. We're talking to Zuzu today, and she's so wholesome and wonderful from It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. Carolyn Jones.
I can't Carolyn remember. Grimes.
Grimes, sorry. Oh, Carolyn Jones was Morticia Adams.
Right.
She's coming in later, too?
She will not be with us. She is no longer with us.
So, you know, Carolyn Grimes is so, like, sweet and demure that I wanted to leather it up today, not knowing you were going to come in the studio. So.
And I came in with my leather jacket.
we could be twins.
We should start a band.
All right. Well, speaking of a band, Ozzy Osbourne, Randy Rhoads goes away, and you auditioned to play with Ozzy, and it's kind of maybe good that you didn't get the gig.
I don't know. I mean, it was definitely a great experience, you know, because I was a huge fan of Ozzy and Black Sabbath growing up. But getting the audition, you know, it led me to going to Los Angeles to do the audition. You know, Ozzy flew me out. And even though I didn't get the gig, it just brought me to that place. It gave me a lot of confidence, you know, in myself, because he noticed me and said, you know, Gary, I really need to have you come out to L.A. and play some guitar, man. So I said, Sharon, what did he say? And Sharon Osbourne said, you didn't get the gig, but you sound pretty good. You moved to L.A.
Oh.
So I went home and I packed up a U-Haul and I moved to Los Angeles and I signed with Warner Brothers Records. So I thank you, Ozzy. Thank
yeah,
you so
he did it in an indirect way.
He did do it.
Yep.
Are you okay with the term? I hear surf rock. You're good with that term, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I grew up, you know, playing. I lived on the East Coast, but I loved surf music. I didn't even know what it was. I had my mom go buy me the 45 record of Surfer Bird and, and Mizzou and all that stuff. I don't know if my guitar is on, but I used to play like, you know. That kind of stuff.
Beautiful.
But I grew up on the East Coast, and I loved surf music, and I scored Endless Summer too, the soundtrack, which became kind of like the Bible to the surf community, and I got the surf guy, and now I'm the Christmas guy too. So,
well, how did the Christmas guy start? I mean, how did you want to do Christmas music, or I mean, what prompted you to do that?
You know, a lot of it was my mom. You know, I grew up in New England and like Chicago, you know, cold winters, you know, and it's that time where you get in the house and you sit by the tree and we had a fireplace and hot chocolate. And my mother would, I remember she'd have the Elvis record playing and it would always seem to be skipping on Blue Christmas and the vinyl record would be like, oh, blue. And I say, Mom, the record's skipping. Shut up. Get me a Pall Mall and a Schlitz. Be quiet. And that was the start of our Christmas. So she said, Gary, you need to make a nice Christmas record. And I was playing rock guitar. I'm saying, Mom, there's enough nice Christmas records out there. I need to do something that's going to rock. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know back in the day when I was deciding to do it that it was something new. I really didn't know. In 1995, I took my guitar and I'm like, well, what if we did, you know, Mr. Grinch? You know, you know, and at the time,
wow. Isn't that awesome?
That sounds so good.
I had to listen to the TV. You know, there wasn't even a single of
right.
it. And then I'm like, well, what would it sound like if I went to Metallica's house for Christmas? And it's like, you know, and then I do the Grinch.
Right.
And then I thought, well, what if I tune my guitar down? And I started going. You know, and putting a heavy riff in between, or I take a melody like, you know. And then I would go. It was like good and evil just meeting in the middle. So that's kind of how it started.
Do you have to get, like, for a song like Mr. Grinch, do you have to secure the rights to play your version of it, or are they okay with it?
They're okay. What you have to do is you just have to credit the writer and the publisher. When you release the record, you have to make sure they're labeled and they're credited, and then they make the money.
They get a cut of it.
They do. And let me tell you, I've paid them a lot of money, man. Yeah. Whoever wrote Jingle Bell Rock and Crockin' Around the Christmas Tree, they've got some checks. Because we've sold hundreds of thousands of copies in the last 20 years.
Well, that's it. Ho, ho, ho-y. 20 years ago.
It started in a bedroom on an 8-track. I literally recorded it on 8 tracks, the first album. I did not use one more track than 8. I did it in my bedroom.
So when you analyze the huge success that that album had, Ho Ho Hoey, for 20 years, in your head, why is it as popular as it is, do you think?
I'll tell you one of the reasons, because I really tried so hard to make the arrangements really well, really good. You know, I took my time to really listen to the melodies and make sure that I had them exactly right. I would go find the sheet music and I would, you know, like a little subtle thing, like if you listen to Greensleeves, you know. If I play Greensleeves, I can play the melody. Right? Everybody knows this melody. So I was like, well, what if I put some delay on my guitar and go... and kind of sneak everybody into the song,
right,
and then go... So what I did is I tried to take the productions and make them interesting and make the melodies, you know, pure and something different. Like if you listen to my version of the first Noel, think of the first Boston album.
All right.
And listen to that. And think of the very first Boston record. The production sounds like Boston.
It does. Yeah, it does. Yep.
So that's why I think the songs have stood the test of time,
sure,
you know, and why a lot of families tell me they decorate the tree, they decorate, you know, they cook the turkey to my music. I mean, that all that stuff, it means so much to me that I'm a part of people's holiday.
Every year at our house.
You know, it really means the world to me. I got to tell you, I never thought it would turn into what it's
Wendy has
to.
The guys from Anthrax come over for Christmas every year and they listen to your album.
Can I tell you, I have two albums. I have my 16-year-old loves to play guitar. So we listen to Ho Ho Hoey and we listen to Phil Spector's Special Christmas with Ronnie Spector and all the Motown girls.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of cheat on you a little with
them. That's hip, though. That's some hip stuff right there, man. Well, I'm happy to be a part of it. You know, I still love all the old Christmas music. I still love Bing Crosby and Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, good.
I love it all. You know, Elvis, Christmas, Kenny G, I don't know.
Oh, really? Kenny G should not be part of the musical
world. He's a brilliant
world.
Musician and everything. I know he can hold a note for a long time.
A long time?
No, I'm teasing. He's awesome. His Christmas records are really good. It's really good. But
see, I'm not into that. And people that are?
Yeah, it's not my thing, but I definitely think he's awesome. But, you know, for me, there's a lot of great Christmas music out there. And ever since I've done it, you know, now there's a reggae Christmas.
But you were the first.
I was actually the first, man.
You were before Brian Setzer and his orchestra, the Trans-Siberian.
I was even before them. I was actually the first guy, because when it hit the radio, people were just like, what is this? And all you lovely DJs, luckily, were saying, Gary, we're going to use your music, like, coming in and out of commercials and bumper music. And that's where it started.
Yeah.
And people would call up and go, what was that weird version of the 12 Days of Christmas that you just played? And it just kind of took on its own life. And after I did the first album, people just kept saying, you got to do another one. And now we have a double disc, the complete collection, that has like almost 40 songs.
Oh, wow.
And talk about your new Blue Elan.
Yes, I got a call about a children's charity, Blue Elan Christmas. It's on my website, GaryHoey.com. Basically, it's to help kids that are not doing so well coming out of foster homes, kids that are just in trouble, and all the money goes to the Alliance for Children. So they said, do you have a track, Gary, that you haven't released? And I said, man, I was recording this version of Oh Holy Night, but I never released it. So I went and dug it up, and I remixed it a little bit, and I gave them the track, you know, carte blanche, no charge, here you go. And all the money is going toward the Children's Alliance group.
That's so nice of you to do.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I got to tell you, we have done in the last 20 years, we have filled tractor trailer trucks full of food. We have given more kids toys. We have given the veterans clothing. I mean, I've done literally 10,000 charity events in the last 20 years.
So good.
To think about how much more my music has gone into beyond just playing music for me. I've made some money on it, but you know what? It ain't about the money. I never did it for the money. I did it because I loved it. And that's the bottom line.
That's so nice. That's so nice. Always instrumentals, right? Has there ever been anybody singing along to any of these?
You know, most of the stuff I've ever done with the Christmas is all instrumental.
It
there's one song called, there's, Oh, there's one version I had a guy do a little bit of a rap on one of the songs, but it's pretty much it's all instrumental.
Yeah.
And my daughter says ho, ho, ho in the beginning of one song.
But,
but other than that, it's like all just instrumental. My new blues record coming out in the new year, and my last blues record, I am singing on those records. I do sing, and I'll sing tonight at the Arcata when I play live.
Okay. Yes, oshows.com. Some tickets are still available. Arcata Theater, it's a beautiful venue. I saw Ronnie Spector there, too. I'm going to go again this year.
Nice.
It's this whole Christmas thing. I cook my turkey, and then it's Christmas music.
You know what?
The
it's
whole
a beautiful
season.
Venue. I love the venue. It's out in the burbs, but come out to the burbs.
It's worth
come
the
and
trip.
See us. There's a Starbucks right downstairs, so I always get my coffee.
And there's antiquing nearby, Gary.
Yes.
You can go get
antiquing.
Yourself
so get there
an old
early.
Couch.
Then, you know, go headbanging with me.
We're going to take a quick break, and some listeners want to talk to you. 312-981-7200. Awesome. We're getting into the Christmas spirit, rock and roll style, with Gary Hoey here on 720 WGN. Everybody is texting us, 312-981-7200. Who's on the air with you? Oh, this is awesome. Can he play the Jake Arrieta song?
Oh, that
which
would
is
be something.
Alouette. Can you play Alouette?
No,
Jonty
I don't
Alouette?
Know Alouette.
All right.
Oh, man.
Because Bill did a song for a Cubs pitcher, Jake Arrieta, and I got to be honest with you, I'm glad you can't do it right now.
I don't
because
know it off the top of my head. I'd probably ruin it if I tried to play it,
so
I don't want to butcher it,
when
it on
he wrote
you.
The lyrics.
I'm going to do it at the American Music Awards this year,
no,
Gary.
You're
you
not.
Can watch it when they broadcast
okay,
that.
Now I know why the connection to the song. Okay, I'll be watching.
All right, your guitar is on. Everybody wants to know who you are. How many CDs do you have out? Where do we find them? Where do we see them? You can go to the Arcata Theater tonight.
Yes.
You can go to oshows.com for more information,
or GaryHoey.com.
Absolutely, and that's where you can find out all the information about all your CDs, including Blue Elan, which will benefit the...
It's going to be the Alliance for Children.
That's it.
And my last name is Hoey. It's H-O-E-Y, because sometimes people mess up the spelling. It's not. It's just like Joey with an H, but I did not name my son Joey.
Oh, Joey
and
Hoey
I,
would
and
have
I
been
I didn't
a
name my daughter Zoe.
Or Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. Hi, I'm Chloe Hoey. Chloe Hoey, are you in class? I'm here, Chloe Hoey. I said to my daughter, I could have named you Zoe. She goes, that would have been cool. Do you
and
like when,
cruel.
Do you like when parents name their kids like weird names? Do you think that's weird?
No, not at all.
I've got a Michael and a Dylan, so I'm pretty normal.
Well, like, I think it's weird when parents give their kids like a totally super strange name and then they do a super weird spelling to it.
Right.
Either
yeah.
On top of that, I don't know. I think it's a curse to the kid. I'm sorry, man.
Although I did grow up with a guy named Scott Scott.
Scott Scott.
And every time I bring this up, he calls in. But it, his name is Scott Scott.
Scott
now,
Scott.
Why would his parents do that to him?
That's kind of weird. Scott Scott.
All right, Gary Hoey's here. You want to try your guitar? We made a few little adjustments.
Yes. How are we doing now? Is it sounding okay?
Beautiful. Stunning.
Sounds beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, that is gorgeous. All right, Brian wants to talk to you. He called 312-981-7200. Brian, what do you got to say to Gary Hoey?
Bill, Wendy, love your show. Listen every day. Gary Hoey, it's an honor to talk to you. I was at your show at Ron's Place, the Arcata, last year. Not only did you tear the roof off the place, I got to tell you, after following you for 25 years, I know the secret to your success.
What's
which
that?
Is what?
It's the fact that you treat every one of your fans like your best buddy. You waited till the last person was out of the theater with your autograph and had a conversation with them. I'm telling you, you're a great guy. Can't wait to see you again tonight, Gary.
Oh, thank you so much, man. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you tonight, too. You know what? I grew up, I was a big fan. You know, I had so many musicians that I admired, you know, when I was a kid. And I remember one time standing in line for like 2 hours to meet one of my heroes. With a picture and everything, and I just kept thinking, what am I going to say? You know, what am I going to tell him? What am I going to do? I was just so nervous, and then when I walked up, he didn't even look up at me.
That's why you're not saying who it is, right?
He scribbled something on a piece of paper and just shoved it at me and didn't even ask me my name, and I just was devastated. And I said, you know what? If I'm ever famous, if anybody ever cares about me or ever wants my autograph or a picture with me or anybody ever gives me the time of day, I will never, ever do that to a fan to this day. And I've always just said, you know, you can change someone's life in 30 seconds.
Right.
You know, 40 seconds. You can talk to a kid and give him inspiration for his life forever.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle.
God bless us.
Was it Paulenka?
Thank you, Brian, so much.
Paulenka?
Another question from Jim, who's on the line. Hi, Jim.
Paulenka. It's Johnny Mathis.
Hey,
Johnny
there, Gary. It is an absolute honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
My question to you is, what was the reason behind you did Hocus Pocus? Was it an influence? Was it... Just what was that? How come you picked that song to redo?
You know, it's funny you ask that. I've had a lot of happy accidents happen in my life. Ho, 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 he was one of them. I never thought it would turn into this. Same thing with Hocus Pocus. I was recording an
By Focus,
which was a song from the 70s.
For Zoe Hoey.
Yeah, and I recorded my very first Christmas album for Warner Brothers. I mean, my first studio record. And we were almost at the end of the record. My manager said, you know, we should do one cover song.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, what would be like a song you played in the garage when you were a kid growing up that, you know, you just thought was cool? So I started playing this riff, and I go, remember this riff? You know, and it had this.
Did you add the?
Yeah. And the original song had this guy yodeling in it when he was like. And I'm like, I can't do yodeling. So I took the wah wah pedal and I mimicked it with the wah wah pedal. And that was kind of it. We just did it as a fun little thing. And then in the middle of the song, I just did a riff by Ted Nugent. I started going. And I did like just a quote of Stranglehold, just like one time. And then that just caused it even more for people to talk about the song. It was just one of those songs that we did for fun. And then we put
up
and it took off. We just didn't really have any clue.
It's the yodeling. People love yodeling.
that is the first song I heard you do years ago.
Thank you, man.
You've been there ever since. And you're the only guy that I don't have a signature on one of my guitars. I'm a guitar collector, and I got Satriani, all those guys. But you, I've never met you. I wish I could make it to the show tonight. And there's only one guy that comes close to you, and his name is Lydon Moon. And he's out of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I know Lydon. Lydon's a friend of mine. I know Lydon Moon. He's a great guitar player, actually. I wanted to say thank you, man, for all the years of support. And, you know, Hocus Pocus did put me on the map. It did kind of get me out there. And sometimes that's what you need, is that one thing to get you out there. And sometimes you just need a hand up. You know, there's a lot of young musicians out there. They just need that one hand up to give them a break. And that's what it takes.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Jim. That's what I'm hoping my son, remember Michael McInerney, because someday he'll be huge.
I believe you. And tell him he can email me anytime, GaryHoey.com. He can send me emails right through the website if he ever has any music questions.
Oh, my God.
I read all my emails. I read all my tweets, my Facebook. I'm on it all the time. I answer fans personally, directly.
Look at him.
So
try to be a nicer guy in the year 2016, Gary, please. If you could just step it up just a little bit.
Go to oshows.com or GaryHoey.com. Arcata Theater tonight.
Tonight. Yeah.
A very quick little Blue Christmas before we get out of here, because we got a break for news, but I got to hear it. And he will do it.
Can I play my slide?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will yodel during the song for you.
Ba, 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 ba.
Are we going to add yodeling to it?
Yeah, every song should have yodeling in it.
A little Blue Christmas for your holiday cheer. God bless you, everyone.
How about that? If we had lighters, Gary, they'd be up in the air right now. We're not allowed to have them in the studio.
Gary Hoey, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. It was
awesome.
Have
a great holiday. A quick break, then some news and a lot more show coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.